Proclamation number 0836 of 30th of March, 1939. Adaptability. Activity urge. Awakening the Spirit of God. All spirit from God has the ability to adapt itself and is therefore also able to work differently in every form which surrounds it, i.e., the activity of the spirit always corresponds to the task which the respective form has to fulfill on earth. Consequently, the spirit bearer, the external form, also has to carry out a constantly changing activity in order to serve the spiritual within itself and to fulfill the living conditions of the individual beings which are intended in creation. Although similar activity can often be observed in the various small living beings, the spiritual being from God brings a certain order into every activity, and this is also its spiritual activity in particular, so that precisely this order is established and maintained in the overall creation, whereas without it an incomparable confusion and arbitrary utilization of strength would only result in an indescribable chaos in creation. The different living beings' urge to be active is not always equally strong, because the spiritual power animating them is also of different strength and therefore the same active ability is also not inherent in the beings as long as the spiritual substance is not in the same proportion to each other. Only the human being has a completely identically shaped soul in his external form, which is only different again in itself precisely because of the human being's spiritual maturity, which again is only a result of the awakening of the divine spark, the Spirit of God in the human being. Spiritual substance is everything that animates matter and therefore forms the soul of the human being after a long journey of innumerable soul particles through innumerable embodiments. The Spirit of God, however, is first placed in the now fully developed soul and must now be awakened by the will of the human being, i.e., through one's own conscious cooperation, and completely unite with the soul. This is the human being's spiritual task on earth, which is completely separate from earthly activity, for the latter has been entrusted to people on earth in so many different ways. Whereas spiritual activity, the awakening of the divine spirit, is every person's destiny and is also completely independent of earthly activity, or rather, every earthly activity provides the same opportunity to mature and unite with the dormant spirit of God within it. Thus spiritual maturity can never be made dependent on the earthly task. But every human being can contribute to his inner development in every situation of life and thus also be responsible for it. Amen.